My guest today, Colonel Tony Monaco. We're going to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder and the fact that we have a crisis in America of soldiers coming back from deployment, not being given adequate treatment. You've seen a lot of men coming back unequipped to deal with everyday life again. And you know about that firsthand, don't you?
Yes. There's a lot of yearning souls that are seeking some kind of support, especially the families themselves. You know, we have a tendency to forget that there's the mother, the father, the wife, the husband, the brother and the sister, the cousins, the uncles and aunts, even the girlfriends and the boyfriends, and so often we forget about the kids. And trying to deal with a returning soldier and or veteran.
My understanding is there's currently a backlog of over 600,000 vets that need help.
Recent reports show that, you know, we have some vets that have been waiting at least 3 years just to get an appointment.
Another statistic here that I have is that there are as many as 200,000 homeless vets on any given day.
That's true. That comes right out of the Veterans Administration directly, and that's their estimate. And given the fact that there are that many homeless, the veteran makes up at least one in every four homeless people. But the veterans are only 11% of the entire adult population.
I have another statistic here, too, that says a landmark study by the New York Academy of Medicine showed that Vietnam War veterans with PTSD were six times more likely to suffer heart disease than those without it. So the stress element seems to be a huge component, and they apparently don't know how to deal with the stress of it. This is obviously what's linked to the PTSD. And I know that you're working on a project called the Patriot Outreach.
Yes, and it's patriotoutreach.org. They'll see the efforts of what we're talking about. And it has a testimonial. It has a checklist from Iraq, which is exceptional. And we talk with family members and amputees and have a source of materials from many presidential commissions and provide some insight and a grassroots effort to help soldiers and family members.
I know that there's another problem, too, with PTSD, and that is that in the back of their minds, they're reluctant to seek help.
That's true. It's cultural, because what is PTSD? It's a word. But are you angry? Do you have anxiety? Are you stressed? Do you have pain? Do you have fear? Do you have depression? Yes. And so we know that soldiers are returning. They go through self-assessments, and we know that even they themselves kind of even cheat on the exam so that they can stay with the units and stay with the troops and stay without seeking any real professional help.
There was another article I read about them not wanting to be classified as having mental illness, fear of being classified as being mentally ill.
That's a stigma that a lot of soldiers feel. It's kind of like unspoken, and it's kind of like they don't want to admit that they crossed the line to PTSD. What caused the Patriot Outreach to get started in the first place was a series of events where I ran into one of my soldiers at an Army clinic. He was there for stomach problems that nobody could figure out what was wrong with him. And accordingly, a lot of people don't realize that unexplained backaches, stomach cramps, chronic headaches are widely recognized as signs of mental trauma. He was having stomach problems and nobody could figure out why. And he quietly whispered to me, I keep imagining a soldier I zipped up in a body bag. And he had that reoccurring image that struck me. Several weeks later, a Colonel Platoni, a noted combat stress psychologist, sent me several articles. And there was an article on PTSD, and she was highlighted in there among the many others. And the phrase jumped out at me is the core problem was reimagining the trauma again. We also forget that there's battlefield contractors and government employees on the battlefield, too, going through the same thing. And so the other day, they were talking about the Patriot Outreach site, and the mother was behind the computer and was almost in tears because her son came back and didn't know what to do or how to do or do anything. But it was easy for her to say, well, check out this website. It makes a difference.
So there's privacy for a soldier to go and on his own or on her own to examine the information that's available there without anybody else knowing about it so that it's less threatening.
Absolutely. There is a very touching referral. If I have to do it off the top of my head, it was like, hey, buddy, look what I found on the internet with an exclamation point. And it went on to say, more than a coincidence, question mark, God does, in capital letters, work in mysterious ways.
Tony Monaco, Colonel, United States Army Patriot Outreach at www.patriotoutreach.org. This is a website that's set up to help men and women with whatever level of post-traumatic stress disorder they might have. You were talking to a friend of yours who had a stomach problem that nobody could figure out. This is stress that's become internalized, and it just seems that we can't get away from it once it gets inside. And so tell us a little bit more about the Patriot Outreach.
The Patriot Outreach is a tool that a family member can use and other peers and brothers in arms can use to share with somebody privately and confidentially. It gives them a chance to go there and get relevant information they would need to help take some of those first basic steps to overcome the anger and stress and pain and fear and depression they may have. Because a lot of people don't like to feel that they have PTSD. A lot of people forget that when you say PTSD, the D stands for a disorder. So I may be angry, I have anxiety, I'm stressed, I have pain, I have fear, I'm depressed, but I ain't got that thing over there. A lot of people are at a loss to what to do. The Patriot Outreach came into being as a grassroots effort to help people bridge that gap. One of the biggest things is they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to share. A very powerful story came up last week when two returning soldiers, both majors from the Iraqi War, both of them had some pent-up anger or whatever, but it was so disrupted in the office to other employees, civilian employees, that they actually had official complaints. Someone caught a hold of the website, sent it to the colonel, and he responded saying, "You've gone above and beyond, thanks." And I found out later that he was supposed to officially counsel both of these majors a half hour before he got the site. The site allowed him to get them to open up and talk and share and move on. And so it became a great little success story in that light. It's hard to get people to share and talk, and especially family members at a loss, and even the warrior himself at a loss. And as I mentioned earlier, don't forget about a lot of government contractors, battlefield contractors, and also a lot of government employees are in harm's way.
With the materials available, it gives the soldier the ability to step out of being in that constant memory loop.
Yes. Going back to the soldier that had the stomach problems, and for the soldiers that have talked to me personally, it breaks the endless loop of thought, because the U.S. News World Report said the key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. You know, I could slap you in the face and it hurts for a few seconds or a minute or two, but you remember it for the next 20 years, reliving it over and over and over again. The way I communicate how you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together and we're sitting, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. And we begin to live the excitement of the kiss, the chase, or the fall. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie, and you go, "What'd you do that?" And he remembers he's in the audience. When he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond, or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie.
That's a great example.
Well, sometimes in management techniques, you have a lot of problems. And if you just sit down and write down what you're thinking about, you find out you're thinking the same thing 20 times over again. And so you have to do something to break that thought, but you have to kind of get to them and reach to them. And the site does provide the tools to start what I would call bridging the gap, you might say. And so by putting the two together is providing a site where soldiers, family members, and all military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access to this, yes.
Colonel Tony Monaco, PatriotOutreach.org.